WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merrymaids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merrymaids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Do avoid the area if you can at 2818 and North Highway 6 up north of Bryan. They're diverting southbound traffic. Officers are only just now getting to the scene and assessing it. I'll give you more details when I receive them. Jeff Reeves is no longer the administrator of the Brazos County Constable Precinct 1 office. County commissioners yesterday appointed Reeves to fill the unexpired term of Brian Bachman, who was shot and killed last August.
Something I went to Donna with before I accepted that and told him that I wanted to get her blessing. And once I got her blessing, it was all good for me. That's what mattered the most.
County Judge Dwayne Peters performed the swearing-in ceremony.
He was Brian's chief deputy prior to Brian's death. To me, because he chose him as chief deputy, that would be why I personally wanted to see Jeff as the next constable.
Reeves, who has more than 30 years law enforcement experience in Brazos County, plans on running for a full term. A College Station man is out of jail after entering a plea agreement in the shooting death of his roommate's girlfriend on New Year's Day in 2012.
23-year-old Kenneth Connor had spent the last 14 months in jail and able to post bond after being charged with criminally negligent homicide. Connor says he didn't know his roommate's 9mm pistol was loaded when he was waving it around and it went off. One shot hit and killed 21-year-old Whitney Pullen. Connor, who recently appeared in Brazos County District Court, was sentenced to 10 years in prison. He was given 10 years probation in part, according to Assistant District Attorney Ryan Calvert, because of the time Connor was in jail for what was determined to be an accidental shooting.
There's a difference in our mind and in my mind between doing drugs and stupidly playing around with a gun, as other people were that night, including the victim at various points.
Conditions of the probation include no contact with the victim's family, undergoing substance abuse counseling, performing 200 hours of community service, and pay fines and fees totaling almost $4,000. Connor also agreed to help prosecutors in their case against his roommate and Poland's boyfriend. 24-year-old Colin McHenry is charged with felony possession of a firearm and is scheduled to go on trial in 2 months. McHenry told investigators Connor pointed the gun at Poland and pulled the trigger. Officers were also told all three had smoked marijuana prior to the shooting. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The idea of football bats might be a joke to some, but Randy Lee, owner of RP Lee Termite and Pest Control, says thousands of bats living at Kyle Field are a legitimate problem. Lee says Mexican free-tail bats have been literally hanging out at the stadium ever since the zone clip was built.
All those lights that are around the stadium just allow for a lot of insects. And, you know, bats are very beneficial. They eat a lot of the insects that we have. Only problem is when they overpopulate, it becomes a little bit of a danger as far as rabies and just the smell and odor.
Lee says the team is using special bat netting made in California, which allows the bats to safely exit but not return, and they check it daily. He says the hardest work, the top level of the stadium, has been completed, but it will probably be about 2 or 3 months before all of the bats relocate. Some clues and a bigger reward are part of the latest information in the investigation into the assassination of a Kaufman County prosecutor and Aggie graduate, Mark Hasse. Billboards that went up following the January 31st murder have brought in a few tips, but now Kaufman County District Attorney Mike McClellan says the reward pot has grown.
There's a $100,000 reward from Crime Stoppers. But there's also a private individual who has promised another $30,000 to the person who collects that reward.
McClellan isn't commenting on the investigation. The gunman killed Hasse in broad daylight in downtown Kaufman. That person was wearing a mask and made off in a nondescript car. Imagine the lyrics to the country song Boot Scootin' Boogie being changed to honor President George H.W. Bush.
Out in the country, past the Brazos County now, there's a graduate school, a student so fat, they all start jumping when the president comes to town.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can watch a YouTube video produced by students at the Bush School of Government doing a flash mob for the former president and Barbara Bush. And if you live in College Station and your property includes wooden electric line poles, you might have visitors. City officials advise today prospective contractors bidding to replace poles will be driving through various neighborhoods. You'll be able to see company logos on vehicles and clothing, and they'll try to contact owners before entering private property. WTOW News Time is 8:09. It's 49 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Wow, your customers and clients Texas style at the Texas Trading Post. Texas Trading Post is College Station's local online store for Texas gifts. And this ain't our first rodeo. We've supplied VIP gifts for IBM, Texas A&M, Shell Oil, British Petroleum, USA Rugby Association, and many, many more. Find your next corporate gift at txtraders.com.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post best online shopping in the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Good morning, 812, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Large area of high pressure continues to stretch southward into the region from the central plain states. That high responsible for today's sunshine. Temperatures look like they'll do well with that strong March sun overhead. They'll probably reach 70 later this afternoon. Tonight it's going to be clear. We're going to drop back to a 45 to 50 overnight low. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 75. Sunshine and 75 to 80 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Bryan City Councilman Art Hughes joins us in just a moment, but right now let's go over to Austin and talk to State Senator Charles Swartner. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Let's talk, first of all, people may not know the name Billy Hamilton, but he's a former deputy controller. And he's put out a report that estimates that it's going to be a $15 billion hit as far as Medicaid shortfall is concerned. And I know that you've filed some legislation in answer to that. First, are you overall in agreement with the numbers that Hamilton has put forth?
Not necessarily. Billy Hamilton is putting forth that we'd be saving about $4.3 billion over the next 10 years if we were to expand Medicaid.
Right. The
bill I put forth would be if we were to expand Medicaid, which I am not for in its current form, that this bill would prevent the double taxation of Obamacare. The argument is that we're going to be saving on the back end taxes at the local level and hospital district level. If that were to materialize, this bill would mandate a tax cut, a tax rate cut at the local level to offset the proposed savings that would materialize from expansion of Medicaid at the federal level.
Now, it's a week since you and I talked about this a little bit. Is there any kind of a movement on being able to put a package together that Austin and Washington are even talking about?
Well, I think the legislature is receptive to the idea of getting some of our tax dollars that we're sending up to the federal government back to Texas. However, we can't do it with the handcuffs and the restrictions that are currently placed upon the state by the federal government. We desperately need to have increased access to care for those individuals that need that care. But expanding Medicaid with a financial partner that is insolvent is not the way to do it.
Now, your Senate bill is calling for a constitutional amendment to reduce taxes. So explain to us what the process would have to be if this passes, and to get it onto a ballot, when would that necessarily happen?
Right. It requires a two-thirds vote of both houses, and that would be this fall, which would be on the ballot. It is going to have a hearing in the Senate Finance Committee, and I'm very proud that Senate Finance Chair Tommy Williams is quite interested in that bill. But it looks at the LBB, which is the Legislative Budget Board, as well as the Comptroller, would figure how much tax savings there would be at the local level, and that dollar amount would then be offset by a tax rate cut at the local level for any reported savings that would occur by expansion of Medicaid. But again, I don't think that savings is there. I don't think it's going to materialize. I think it's a red herring, and I put this bill forth to bring that to light.
So, and tell me what kind of response you've gotten either on the other side, from the other chamber. Is this something, of course, you just floated it. When did you bring this out?
I filed it on Friday.
Okay, so have you gotten any response? I mean, it's only Wednesday, but have you gotten any feedback?
Oh, sure. I've gotten quite a bit of positive feedback from individuals that think expansion of Medicaid is not the way that the state of Texas needs to proceed. I'm pleased to say that leadership has a positive view of it, and certainly Finance Chair Tommy Williams has a positive view of it, and others in the Republican caucus.
So now educate me a little bit. What this would do is not set a rate necessarily. What it would do is it would look at the savings, and then the you would offset the tax rate based on that, so it would change every year. Is that
That's right.
Right. Okay.
That's great.
And, well, that, again, but, go ahead.
Well, just taking a broader perspective, this has not been a very flashy session. It's been very businesslike, and, Medicaid and health care are just one of the many topics we've been trying to address down here, education and infrastructure or other areas that we've been moving forward on. So I'm real pleased that overall it's been a workmanlike type session without a lot of partisan blowups.
Charles Werner joining us this morning from Austin. Yesterday, the education commissioner decided to release the results of the STAR test earlier than state law would designate. Normally, they would make it every 3 years. That way, they could use those questions over and over. But now, if this in fact happens, then their state would have to spend millions of dollars to come up with new answers because there would have to be a new test. But I would like to get your thoughts on the early release of the test results.
I think it's a good idea. I think our teachers need to be empowered and with the knowledge of what's on those tests. In fact, I filed a bill mandating that, Senate Bill 1505. I'm glad the commissioner beat me to it.
So now let's turn our attention to your course on the Senate Criminal Justice Committee.
And right.
Yesterday, an interesting case, and it's been in the news really for a long, long time, and that was the story of Michael Morton, who walked out. He testified yesterday before your committee, is that right?
Yes, and it was very strong and moving testimony. It's a tragedy what happened to Mr. Morton being imprisoned for a crime he didn't commit for over 20 years.
20 years, exactly. And the DA, Williamson County, as a matter of fact, so your home county, right, Ken Anderson, of course, he's not in that position anymore, but basically what we're looking at is widening the window for people to look for some sort of prosecutorial improprieties?
Right, prosecutorial misconduct and the statute of limitations starting at the time that the individual is released from jail rather than at the very beginning.
Safe to say that this is probably the most publicized case of that in America?
It is, yes. Yeah.
And so where does it go from this point?
Well, it passed out of the Criminal Justice Committee yesterday. It'll be heading to the full Senate floor, and I'm sure it will pass overwhelmingly, probably unanimously, off the Senate floor.
Anything else of import that you're going to take up in the Senate before you and I speak next week?
Sure. Well, we've already passed our supplemental appropriations bill, and again, we're taking care of our business and squaring our books from the current biennium. But next Wednesday, we're bringing up Senate Bill 1. Which is the Senate Appropriations Bill. And, you know, one of our constitutional duties is to pass a budget for the next 2 years. Senate Bill 1 is that bill, and it'll be quite debated and relatively lengthy discussion, I think, on Wednesday.
State Senator Charles Swartner joins us on Wednesdays when the Senate is in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Senator.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, bye.
Right now, BMW is having its first ever BMW Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So hurry into the first ever BMW Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer Certified Pre-Owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that, and it's really unconditional. We don't have anything that should make you feel like you can't tell us that you're just not happy with that style.
What if we just don't like the color? Is that a reason?
That's an absolutely acceptable reason to us. If we installed a carpet in your home that you don't like the color, it didn't go with your paint colors, your wall colors.
Or it looks different laid down.
Oh, we're glad to replace it for that reason. It's really a satisfaction warranty that we want you to love the style, the color that you chose.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Jim Ingram. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and estate planning. We're available year-round, not just during tax season.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
821 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Art Hughes joins us this morning from Bryan City Council. Good morning, Art. How are you?
I'm fine, Scott.
Great. I want to give you an opportunity. First time you've been in since, obviously, the loss of the firefighters and that situation. I wondered if you had any thoughts there.
I do, Scott. Of course, this is a subject that we've heard a lot about this past month, and for good reason. Our Bryan Fire Department, as you probably know, hasn't lost a man in I think over 30 years, and going further back, he was the first one that we ever lost since there was a Bryan Fire Department. So it's not a happy occasion, but it's an occasion that I think everybody wants to remember, because what we found is the brotherhood of the firefighters. It really rises to the occasion when a situation like this happens. Not only the City of Bryan Fire Department, but City College Station and all the surrounding fire departments were, you know, very instrumental in getting through this situation.
Sure.
So I just want to say thank you and ask everyone to remember these guys when they hear the fire truck go by. Understand that you know, they could be risking their life at any point in time.
Yep. They run into the building while everybody else is running out. That's
right.
That's their job. Part of a community is infrastructure changes and improvements, and generally what that means for those of us who have to deal with it, it's a little bit of inconvenience. But let's talk a little bit about some road construction that's going on, because, again, you can tell it's going on.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. It is no secret.
Yeah.
As you know, Brackrest Drive is under a major renovation. We think it's going to be a very positive thing once all the dust settles. Right now, we know it's inconvenience for those who have to travel that road every day. We know many might avoid it, but you wouldn't know by looking because it's always very congested. We haven't got a report lately from the highway department, so we don't really know whether the schedule is ahead of schedule, behind schedule. But we can see once you drive the road daily or weekly, you can see that a lot of progress is being made, and there are sections of it where you can really get a good feel about what we're going to have when it's finished.
Well, we do get spoiled. I think about it, I'll turn and go, oh, man, I turned on Briarcrest. And if you can avoid it, obviously you want to. But you're right, it is. When it's over with, that's going to be a great entrance to the city. A lot of people already enter the city that way. And the way it's going to look and traffic is going to move through there, and it'll be much more efficient, that's for sure. What else is going on?
Well, in that same vein, of course, we have the grade separations, the one at Villa Maria and Harvey Mitchell. And then on out at 47 at the Health Science Center, we have one going on there. So that construction is ongoing, and I'm sure it's I don't get out to the Health Science Center as much as I drive Briarcrest. So, I know that it'll be a very positive thing once that construction is finished.
The Health Science, went by there a couple of times last week. The Health Science Center, when that's done, that will move traffic through really efficiently. Let's talk for a minute about, I know, an organization that you're very much in favor of. Oh, we're going to let you turn your phone off. There we go. Relay for Life is going to be at Coulter Field. This changes the situation quite a bit. You got a lot of space out there. And talk a little bit about Relay for Life, if you would.
Okay. Well, as you know, we had it there last year. Relay for Life had their largest event ever there. They raised over $150,000 that event, and so it was a record setter. We met with them six weeks ago, and they said that they would really like to have the event there once again. The parking, we made some improvements in the parking for those who felt like that was a hindrance, but there is a lot of room out there, and I think Relay will make a much better use of that room this year than it did last year, because it was a new event for them. But it'll be May 3rd and 4th, that's Friday and Saturday, first weekend in May, and they're looking to have the best year yet.
Great. We'll look forward to that. And then let's talk about something that's going on in your district, and that is out at Turkey Creek. Once again, even though we're trying to upgrade the area and the things that we need to do to improve infrastructure, there's still some areas that you want to be protecting as well.
That's right. And this is a very interesting, I don't want to call it a project, but it is in a way a project. Mm-hmm. But it's called the Turkey Creek Recreation and Conservation Corridor.
Okay.
And for those who haven't heard about this, and it is fairly new, it hadn't been widely publicized, it'll be a corridor from downtown Bryan, and this is ultimately over several years, from downtown Bryan to the Brazos River. We've divided it into three sectors: the urban sector, which is downtown Bryan to Harvey Mitchell Parkway, kind of following the Turkey Creek area, and then Harvey Mitchell to Highway 47 would be what we call the suburban corridor, and the urban corridor would be 47 down to the Brazos. And what this is, Scott, is we've employed, without pay, by them.
Okay.
We've employed the help of the state of Texas, their forestry. I probably have that.
Wildlife, fisheries, those people too, or
yeah,
any? Okay.
Yeah.
Conservation folks.
The conservation folks. Yeah. Yes, we've employed their help, and fact, they're kind of leading us along the way, but we're trying to get landowners along that corridor, get them to participate. And this is going to be a, for lack of a better term, it's going to be like a jogging trail, recreation areas interspersed along the way. There'll be nature reserves during this. It'll be a, you know, we're thinking a long-term process, probably 5 to 10 years before it's complete. But we want to get started pretty soon on the suburban section. I have to give credit to Romero Galindo and his son Sid for instigating this. They came up with the idea, and they put together the coalition that's looking at this, and I'm excited about it. It's going to be a long-term deal, but it'll happen.
Well, again, you look 20 years down the road, then that's going to be a green space probably, and right, with a whole lot of development around it. Okay. Well, listen, thanks a lot for the time this morning.
Okay.
That's
Thank
Art Hughes you. From the city Bryan City Council, and he visits today because it was the mayor's turn, and he's the mayor pro tem, so he got to sit in for that. And it's all brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Consumers keep spending. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We continue to do our part to help the economy by spending money. The Commerce Department reports retail sales were up just over 1% last month. The February increase was bigger than expected. It was driven mainly by higher gasoline prices and strong auto sales. Stock market futures turned a little bit higher since that report came out. A disappointing Italian bond auction had investors on the defensive earlier. Apollo and Metropolis have submitted the only offer for Twinkies and other cake brands owned by Hostess. Since there are no rival bids, Hostess will seek bankruptcy court approval to sell the product lines to the private equity firms. Some of your favorite Marvel comic characters will be going on the road next year. The live show producer Feld Entertainment has a new partnership with Marvel Entertainment to produce an arena show featuring various Marvel characters. Feld produces the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus and Disney on Ice. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security networking and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data, all from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal, so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture, and you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the offensive lineman. Oh, it's not the most glamorous position on the field. You don't make the highlight reel or get your name in the paper. But you provide something no successful team can do without. Protection. We know. We've been protecting Texas companies with workers' comp coverage for over 20 years. So here's to you, linemen. You keep hanging in there and taking care of business. We'll do the same. Come see us at texasmutual.com.
Aggie basketball team will move out on the court at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, Tennessee tonight as they open play in the 2013 SEC postseason tournament. Two games are scheduled for tonight. First of all, at 6:30, number 12 seed South Carolina will take on the third seed Mississippi State. And then in game two at 9 o'clock tonight, we'll broadcast the game starting at 8:30 on this radio station. Texas A&M, the 11 seed, will take on the 14 seed Auburn, a team that the Aggies beat earlier this season. The game's then coming up on Thursday at noon. The number 8 seed Georgia takes on the 9 seed LSU. Game 4 is the 5 seed Tennessee against the winner of the South Carolina-Mississippi State game. And then game 5, the 7 seed Arkansas takes on the 10 seed Vanderbilt. And finally, game 6, that will be at 9 o'clock, Missouri will take on the winner of Texas A&M and Auburn. That's the first 2 days then of the SEC tournament. Tonight, it's Auburn, and we will broadcast the game starting at 8:30. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There's been a fatal single motorcycle accident on North Highway 6 near Harvey Mitchell. Police are asking drivers to exit at Woodville and re-enter at Harvey Mitchell. All northbound lanes will be closed for 2 to 3 hours while they investigate. The identity of the cyclist is being withheld pending notification of kin. A plea agreement has been made from a New Year's Day shooting in 2012 that killed a local woman.
The victim, 21-year-old Whitney Pullman, was lying on a bed with her boyfriend when his roommate walked into the bedroom playing with what turned out to be a loaded 9mm pistol. 23-year-old Kenneth Connor was convicted of criminally negligent homicide. Assistant District Attorney Ryan Calvert says it was determined Connor accidentally shot Pullman.
Drugs and firearms never, ever mix, and because they were doing drugs and being stupid with a pistol, you know, he took the life of somebody that he thought a lot of and considered a friend, and that's something that he's going to have to live with for the rest of his life.
Connor Pullen and 24-year-old Colin McHenry had smoked marijuana prior to the shooting. Calvert says the 14 months Connor spent in the county jail after being arrested is equivalent to the prison time he would have asked. The prosecutor said 10 years probation was the longest allowed by state law. Those conditions include assisting the DA's office in their case against McHenry, who's scheduled to go on trial in 2 months on a charge of felony possession of a firearm. Connor was also ordered to pay $1,400 in attorney fees, a $2,000 fine, undergo substance abuse treatment, perform 200 hours of community service, and have no contact with the victim's family. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aggies love to have visitors at Kyle Field, but a few thousand visitors have overstayed their welcome. RP Elite Termite and Pest Control owner Randy Lee says for several months, his team has been working hard to encourage colonies of Mexican free-tailed bats, the official flying mammal for the state of Texas, to move on to greener pastures. Lee says they've completed the bulk of the work with a safe one-way net, but there are still about 100 bats left.
You can go up there now, and it's already so much cleaner. You don't have all that bat poop all over the place and the smell of the iguana. So, I mean, it's already, for people that have been up there for the football games, just at least in the zone, I think they're going to praise us because they're going to be really happy.
The Zone Club is the only part of the stadium that won't be affected by the upcoming more than $400 million renovation. Yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting included formalizing the appointment of Jeff Reeves as Precinct 1 Constable. County Judge Dwayne Peter says that followed a state-required waiting period when Reeves was named administrator of the office after last summer's death of Brian Bachman.
I think he's doing a great job. I'm very happy to have him on board. He was the guy that I believe if Brian had known what was going to happen, I mean, I think that's who Brian would have chose to follow him.
Reeves says before he accepted, he asked for and received Donna Bachman's blessing.
It is about the citizens, and I'm there for them and want to do the job they want me to do. And like I said, I'm very humbled and very proud to be taking on this position, and I'll make it a point to do the best job I can possibly do.
Reeves, who plans on running for a full term, invites residents in Precinct 1 to visit him with any concerns in the district. City officials in College Station say various neighborhoods will be checked out today by legitimate visitors. They will be in marked vehicles and wearing clothing with company logos representing possible bidders to replace rotten wooden electric poles. Before entering private property, city staff say the contractors will attempt to contact owners. And a private individual has added money to the reward in the murder of A&M graduate and Kaufman County prosecutor Mark Hesse. Whoever collects the $100,000 that's offered by Kaufman County Crime Stoppers will get another $30,000 from an unnamed person. Kaufman County District Attorney Mike McClellan says between the reward and billboards across North Texas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma, the team investigating the January 31st shooting has been getting some tips.
There are going to be people that remember things that they have seen that might match something that they've heard earlier, people with hunches about something that they had seen, and they just, for some reason or other, just pops back in their mind.
McClellan declined to talk about the investigation itself. Hesse was killed by a masked gunman who walked up to him near the courthouse, opened fire, and disappeared. And line dancing to the music Boot Scootin' Boogie recently took place in the lobby of the Bush School of Government at A&M. Students surprised President George H.W. and Barbara Bush with customized lyrics during a recent visit. You can watch the YouTube video produced by the Bush School on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:40. It's 51 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Veronica Mitchell. At SWBC Mortgage, we offer competitive interest rates and an array of mortgage loan products. We're local lenders with over 48 years of combined experience in making home loans right here in Bryan College Station. We take pride in serving our community, and we'll work hard for you. So whether you're buying or refinancing a home, choose a lender who put your interest first. SWBC Mortgage. Call us at 693-0481. 693-0481.
NMLS number 228469. Loan subject to credit approval. Rate subject to change daily. Equal housing lender.
Sioux Falls Prater is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Sioux Falls Prater's got a variety of John Deere utility tractors, perfect for the new or smaller acreage rural property owner. Easy to use controls and comfort that you'll appreciate right now. Sioux Falls Prater has the 45 horsepower 5045D utility tractor on sale for $19,499 plus 0% financing for 72 months available for qualified buyers. This is a tractor that's got an open operator station plus the rear hydraulic remote that lets you use hydraulically powered implements. Hurry into Sioux Falls Prater today. This offer is good through April 30th. Find the location nearest you online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, it's quality and integrity at prices that you can afford. Sioux Falls Prater.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Jim Ingram. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and estate planning. We're available year-round, not just during tax season.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
842, it's the weather, brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at moorefeed.com.
Large area of high pressure continues to stretch southward into the region from the central plain states. That high responsible for today's sunshine. Temperatures look like they'll do well with that strong March sun overhead. They'll probably reach 70 later this afternoon. Tonight it's going to be clear. We're going to drop back to a 45 to 50 overnight low. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 75. Sunshine and 75 to 80 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, Kevin, wake up. Wake up. Kevin, wake up.
I'm here.
Okay.
Why? What's going
well,
on?
Well, he hadn't had to do anything for like 35 minutes. Wanted to make sure he had dozed off. You know, we get information, you know, kind of stuff that's aggregated and sent to us. We call those prep services, preparation services, because after all, we can't come up with this stuff off the top of our
head. Oh, I bet we could.
Absolutely not.
But every once in a while you see that the prep services are done by a bunch of damn Yankees, and this would be a case. Because today, while we are at Wednesday of spring break here, they have released the list of the trashiest destinations for spring break. And so, you see, it's way too late. You know what I'm saying? It's way too late if you've already decided where you're going that you can't go to one of the trashiest places. Fortunately, one of the trashiest places is in Texas, so that's
awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. What is it, Galveston?
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, Galveston is pristine compared to this place. No, yeah. Actually, let me see. Florida, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Florida has 6 of the top 10.
Poor Florida.
Oh, I know. That, and they got a bunch of old people and sinkholes. So any
how do we know it's not just people complaining and that's why?
It could well be that. But here's what happened. Co-Ed Magazine gave us the rankings here of the trashiest places. So number 5 is Orlando. Wow, Mouse World? Really? That's pretty interesting. Number 4 is Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. That is a party town. Number 3, Daytona Beach. That's a party town. But number 2, yes, South Padre. Yeah!
No, not South Padre.
Now, they've only got 4 liquor stores and 2 tattoo parlors, but...
if they're saying that about South Padre, clearly they've never been to Galveston.
Well, yeah, the sand is cleaner there, and they don't have nearly as much seaweed. But just from the idea of tattoo, well...
What are you constituting as dirty?
Well, trashy, not dirty, trashy, just trashy.
Trashy.
Trashy, you mean the kind of people who might show up there, too.
Oh.
Okay, so anyway, that allow, but they allow all types of alcohol you see there. Kegs, bottles, cans, all of that's welcome. But number one, and probably not, Las Vegas. Las Vegas is number one.
Well, I mean, that's
yeah, surprised. Well, I mean, they've got, because, look, they've got 4 Hooters restaurants. They have liquor stores, tattoo parlors, casinos, of course, that never close. 100 tattoo parlors.
See, I thought you at first I thought you stores. Meant like actual trash.
Oh yeah,
not
no.
Then trashiness.
In that case, no, Galveston would win hands down. Yeah, okay. there's no doubt. Yeah.
But Galveston's not trashy.
Yeah, yeah.
It just has some rubbish.
Hurricane changed the look of it. Hurricane changed the look of it. Well, and what's interesting is number 14 is what I consider to be the most decadent city in America, and that's New Orleans. I mean, I don't. Las Vegas is Disney World by comparison to New Orleans, as far as I'm concerned. But again, that's just one person's opinion. Just saying. Okay, here we go, all you Twitter and Facebook folks. If you want to annoy your Twitter and Facebook friends, brag about training for your next marathon. See, fitness and diet posts are the worst thing ever.
Ever?
When it comes to social media, with people posting photos of their meals and all that stuff. In fact, a new survey found that bragging about health and fitness are the posts that made 52% of the people use social media less. They don't want to watch that, okay? Also on the list are people who constantly invite you to play Farmville.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there you go. It's kind of like the Amway of its time. And any other game that happens to be going on. So here are the most annoying social media posts. We never do 10, so we'll do 8. Number 8, event spammers. Number 7, checker inners. They share every single place they go to.
Mm.
Number 6, oversharers, which I would think would be the same as checker inners, but anyway. Number 5, proud parents.
Now, I thought an oversharer was like someone I know who posted about the pungency of poots that result from eating hummus. I was like, why did you... Okay. Put this on here.
Alrighty.
That would be oversharing. That's different from checking.
As you did just then. Yeah.
Yes. Hey, it wasn't my status
there
update.
Yeah. Number 5 is proud parents. Number 4 is game inviters. Number 3 is cryptic status writers. I guess just use a word
kind
or two.
Of passive aggressive
yep,
ones.
Probably. And number 2, sharing every meal with pictures.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
Really, people do that?
Well, oh, I don't mind it when the meals look yummy, but sometimes you know, you wonder about the... Everyone's like, oh, this looks great. And you're like, oh, it looks like a dog upchucked right there. Did you think that? Looking at those, it's like, oh, why did you put this picture? Going to give us all indigestion.
See, I'm not concerned about the first person who did that. I'm concerned about the second person who did that. Because the first person could have just taken a picture of their meal, and that would have been bad judgment, okay? But the second person thinks... They saw that picture, they thought, oh, how cool. I think I'll take a picture of this meatloaf I made
or
whatever.
See, I'll put up a picture if it's something I'm proud of or if it's beautiful, but when stuff is kind of freaky colors and you're like, well, there's nothing special about that.
Yeah, I mean, like if it's a cake made out of the Star Trek Enterprise.
Oh, you're such a mean person.
Yeah, see, I remember that. And number one is diet and exercise, as aforementioned. But anyway, that's a Star Trek cake.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career I have handled just about everything. The other day I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee, and so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have them call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyinestatelaw.com.
Hey folks, how's your yard looking? Could it use a one-time cleanup? This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. At ABC, we offer a special one-time cleanup to get your Brazos Valley yard shaped up. Our crews will mow, edge, blow the clippings, trim the shrubs, remove leaves, and clean out flower beds. And because our skilled crews work all over the area, odds are we're already pretty close. So call today, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The Bulletproof Roof Guarantee is a concept that began with the fact that various products and service providers offer you warranties and guarantees. When you go to use those warranties and guarantees, you find out they're full of holes. They don't cover and protect you the way they should. We want to create a roof installation along with its warranties and guarantees that wouldn't be full of holes. In other words, bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. Tune in each week for new interviews and tips for your family. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
WC Tractor in New Holland have some great deals for you on our tractors. We have financing at 0% for 72 months. That's 0% for 72 months for qualified buyers. Or you can get cash back on the Boomer 20 to 50 horsepower compact tractors, as well as the Workmaster 45 to 75 horsepower utility tractors. This offer also includes the industry-leading New Holland PowerStar T475 ropes and cab tractors. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy to see for yourself.
If you really want to enrich the lives of seniors, consider Home Instead Senior Care. We're currently looking for 30 good caregivers. You'll benefit as much as the people you serve. For more information and to apply online, click on homeinstead.com/BCS.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, 8 minutes till. Police in England may have saved a driver from an alien attack. Brett Weber allegedly rammed his car into a police cruiser, then took off driving again. Brett was finally caught when the police put down some spike strips, popped his tires. Police say he was chanting "Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti" over and over. They asked him why. He said he was chanting to ward off alien visitors that were chasing him.
Would that be "Do" or "Do"?
Yeah, been having a stressful day, I would guess. Psychic in Louisiana didn't predict her own arrest. April Stephen accused of charging a woman $10,000 to clean her money of bad spirits. Why are you smiling, General Manager?
The new headphones are here.
Oh, those are new.
Huzzah!
Headphones. Oh, they are, aren't they?
By the way, I got Kat. You know, Kat had a little trouble getting her tour of Texas A&M the other day.
Yeah, she did.
I have a uniformed member of the Corps of Cadets who has said that he will this week.
Really?
Give her a private tour of all the issues in uniform.
Isn't that wonderful?
Of Texas A&M.
Nice!
Wow. But there's not anybody there. I guess that's a good time.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
All
park,
the more reason.
Could of
park
any place you want. Here now.
No, she's not. She's down the hall talking to Brian.
Don't you love these new
I had no idea.
You would have. I heard the struggle yesterday.
Yeah, the struggle. Yeah.
Is it working now?
Yeah. Radio professionals, right?
Hang on just a second.
Okay, all right. We're going to...
A man who is known far and wide for his after-dinner talk.
Okay. I had to do that for Mr. Downs.
I know. Where is that from? I don't know. And who is that guy?
I don't know. I just found him online, and I thought they were funny.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
By the way, I did the very same thing myself. I've been meaning to tell you guys, when you whisper, you can't actually hear it on the air. It drops below the noise gate.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I did the very same thing, and that's what reminded me.
One would have thought that we would have the appropriate equipment.
We do.
Okay. And it's just a little too soft.
No. Okay. It's set so that you could spill a Coke in here, turn your head and say, oh, gosh darn, and it'll pick it up.
Okay, all right.
Because that would never happen.
No, it wouldn't. Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that then.
Are these guys who are going to pay for the White House tours to continue?
I don't know. I have no story. I don't have that story.
Did
you get my email this morning?
Yeah, I'm going to let you. Yeah, I did. As a matter of fact, yeah.
Was that in response to that or not?
No, it was just serendipity.
Okay,
well, but nonetheless, I'm going to let you Google that.
Okay. But nonetheless,
I just don't want anybody to know.
No, all right. Well, moving on though, the White House tours. There are people who are going to pick up the tab for this, huh?
And they're not going to let them. Trump has said he'll pay for a couple of weeks' worth. Hannity has said he'll pay for a couple of weeks' worth.
And they won't allow it?
Well, of course not. That's not the point. The point is not to try to save money. The point is to force all the Congress people, all the people in Congress who set these tours up, to then call their constituents and say, yeah, I can't do it. I was there when this was going on. And, there's the poor little front desk volunteers from back in the district are calling and saying, we really didn't have any control over that. I'm really sorry about your spring break trip to Washington.
Interesting how it coincides with that, isn't it?
Oh, everything's so freaking interesting. And now they're not going to pay... Now they're not going to pay tuition for people.
No, they're not.
Whatever small... Look, if the Washington Monument weren't already closed for repairs, that would have been closed on day one.
Yeah. Sure it would.
That's true. I got one in the Air Force, and he's not sure if he's going to continue his master's degree now because, if the Air Force isn't going to pay, the Air Force hasn't announced yet. Yeah. But,
And that's just the thing. And I believe for the first time ever, this wonderful country of ours, from sea to shining sea, just packed to the gills with low-information voters, I think they may actually see through this.
Well, this one does, again, if you continue to lower the bar, you eventually get to the point where they don't fall for it anymore. They're saying, I'm not going to be a mushroom in this case, right?
And I think that's the case. I think that they see the word billion, and they see, three people being laid off somewhere, and that's going to be the end result of billions of dollars, and they say, I don't think that's really necessary. I think there's something else that can be done with that.
Isn't that fascinating? All right, it's 8:56.
We interrupt this program to bring you great financial news. Get double, yes, double your down payment or your tax refund only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will double your down payment or your tax refund up to $6,000. You heard right. Your $3,000 tax refund becomes $6,000 toward the purchase of any select new GMC, Buick, or Cadillac in stock. Why wait for Uncle Sam when you can double your tax refund now and drive home a new GMC, Buick, or Cadillac from Sterling Auto Group for thousands less? 2013 Buick Verano with 2 years scheduled maintenance, 2 years OnStar and Sirius XM radio. Just $199 a month. Plus, Sterling Auto Group wants your current trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. Get 0% APR for 72 months or $5,000 cash back on select models. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 24-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $21.92 at signing, plus TTL and fees. With approved credit, 0 APR, $13.89 per thousand finance. Offers not in combination. All incentives to dealer.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Kat's here now if you'd like to just hop on the headphones again one more time and talk to her.
What's up?
Catherine?
Oh, yes, sir?
You told me the other day about the ill fated trip to tour Texas A&M.
Oh, and what happens in the manager's office stays in the manager's office.
Did I give any details, gentlemen?
No, you didn't. I just said
she had some trouble with a tour. I have arranged for a private Corps of Cadets, uniformed member of the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets, to give you a tour during spring break if you would like. And, I mean, great guy. You actually know him. Great guy.
I do?
You do. And he said that he's got downtime during the spring break, and he would show you the culture and the tradition of the university.
Well, will I get to pet Reveille?
No, Reveille goes home during...
Yeah, that's right.
Well. No, I was actually thinking, because I... No, Reveille goes home to wherever the keeper is during spring break.
Oh, good. They're all here today. Well, the specials at the bowling alley don't start till 11, so they're okay.
What would you do? I have a moral dilemma.
Uh-huh.
I was at a friend's house, and they have a pair of bowling shoes at their house.
Uh-huh.
Should I take them back myself?
Oh, stolen bowling shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd wear them someplace.
No.
Just to show that we've solved all the world's problems, a food company in Germany has invented the world's first edible spray paint.